hire a virtual assistant now and chill.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to Hire a Millennial Virtual Assistant. This is me, Annette, your project manager of VAflix. And today we are having a podcast episode. Let us answer a question. Is it worthwhile to invest in a production company for podcasts in 2023? People don't understand how hard it is to make a podcast. When you want to start a podcast, you need to do more than just become a podcaster. You have to be the writer, the editor, producer, sound engineer, manager, and marketer, all at the same time. First, the scripts and the outlines are written. Then, the audio is recorded. Nice! You have the audio recording, but now, it needs to be edited. After a few hours or days, it's ready to go. But you need to make posts on social media and do other marketing to let people know about it. Can still catch up? Okay, good. And while you're coming up with all these different ideas and designs and keeping everything running, you still have to deal with the rest of your life. You only have so much in a day and so many brains. There are companies that make podcasts just for this reason. Companies like VAflix make it easier for podcasters to do everything they need to do without taking up too much of their time. So, how does it really work? Like a company that makes music, a podcast production company has people who take care of all the different tasks that come with making a podcast. They give you the people you need to get things done that you don't have the time, skills, or resources to do yourself. Audio engineers clean up and edit hours of audio. Marketers share podcast content on social media. Producers co-write scripts, and so on. Different companies do this in different ways, but we can speak for VAflix when it comes to finding a company that sells everything you need for podcasting in one place. A lot of people get scared when they hear the word company because they think it means lots of fees, problems with copyright and ownership, and quote-unquote, selling out. Find out what it's really like to work with a podcast production company as we debunk these and other myths. Myth number one that we need to remember. Hiring a company to make a podcast will waste my time and money. Oh no, cowboy. VAflix works with your budget and schedules to find affordable solutions that meet your needs. Okay, we won't lie to you. Making a podcast can cost a lot of money, but the most important thing to remember is that the quality of your podcast depends on how much time and effort you put into it. This means that if you put a good amount of time and money into your podcast, you will end up with a good result. Am I right? When you work with a podcast production company, you can work on other parts of the podcast while your episode is in audio production, which is one of the best parts. You're getting at least two things done at the same time. One thing that all podcasters have in common is that once they start, they find out that it's a lot more work than they thought it would be. Having an expert handle your audio is not only a great way to save time, but it also makes sure that your show is worth listening to. It's very important to remember that if your sound is unclear or simple, no one will want to listen to what you have to say. If the sound quality is bad, it's hard to get people to listen, so making sure you have the best sound is important. Working with a professional team of audio engineers to edit and package your podcast lets you focus more on recording the podcast and less on the little details and responsibilities that will keep your show from growing. It's not easy to make a successful podcast, but the time and money you put into it will be, well, worth it. Another myth we need to consider. If I want my team of people to make my podcast needs to be well known first. Oh, cowboy. VAflix helps podcasters at all points in their journey. VFlix is here to make the process as easy as possible. No matter if you've been making podcasts for years or if you're a big company that wants to get into the field. If you want to start a podcast, you will have different needs than someone who wants to get more people to listen to their podcast. Because of this, most podcast production companies are set up with different levels of service to meet the needs of each podcaster. After making more than 36,000 episodes and getting the trust of more than 3,000 shows, it's safe to say that we've met podcasters with little to no experience and others who are masters. Everyone has to start somewhere, and VAflix can help you get going. We are here to guide you all the way. Third myth, there isn't much difference between the podcast audio I record and the podcast audio made by a production company. Okay, stop. Remember this. A podcast production team will give you high quality work that you couldn't make without cutting edge technology. When you hire a team of audio engineers, you are giving them the opportunity to utilize their extensive knowledge and experience in order to create something that you could never do on your own. And that, as a result, differentiates your podcast from those of your competitors. To add to this, audio engineers have spent a minimum of 4 years perfecting their craft, so they are more knowledgeable about the technical aspects of podcasting. Attempting to teach yourself something can take up time and would be better spent doing something else. Taking the first step into the professional side of the podcast industry can feel intimidating, especially when you are unsure of the product that will result from your efforts. Take a listen to the example from our previous episodes to get an idea of how your podcast might sound if it were produced by a professional team, whether it's creative vision, music, cover art, or even setting up your equipment. Having a team of professionals to guide you makes a significant difference that you can actually hear. This is true when you're talking about music or cover art. Anyone can talk their mind in front of a microphone by simply pressing the record button on their computer. The fact that they are sitting in front of a camera, however, does not make them successful podcasters any more than it makes them professional YouTubers. This is a fact. Working with a podcast production company is similar to making an investment in a show or brand for a podcaster. If you're serious about expanding your presence in the podcasting industry, this should be one of the first investments you make, if not the very first. At their most fundamental, podcasts are nothing more than collections of audio files. The difference between people who do podcasting as a profession and those who do it as a hobby is that professionals are aware of how much work is involved in producing podcasts from all different perspectives. A team of professionals can take care of a variety of tasks, including marketing, audio editing and enhancement, creative writing, original music, and cover art, just to name a few of them. And I think that will be it for this episode. I hope you were able to learn something from your podcast producer / account manager here at VAflix. And if you have any other concerns or you would like to talk about something when it comes to podcasting or podcast productions, shoot us an email at studio@vaflix.com. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.
In the world of modern, electronic, fast-paced society, where everything needs to get done yesterday, business owners always find themselves lost or buried under piles of daily crucial routine tasks that soaks up the last drop of energy a business owner has. Hiring assistants from VAflix can shave hours from your work week. They offer a great level of convenience and flexibility, which leads to a healthier work-life balance, freeing up time to focus on your business. You are guaranteed to work with an assistant who is well experienced, a great communicator, highly educated, and has a good heart. They treat their clients like family. Hire a virtual assistant now and chill.